lot, feed lot.
Okay, and if there was a shelter for them, what would it become?
A whole house.
Okay. And what about a place for milk and butter? Maybe before the days of refrigeration, maybe there was a stream and there'd be a trough and they'd let the water run through there and they'd put the jugs or crocks of milk and butter. What would they call, is there a word for a place like that?
Well, I don't know about that, you know, about the running water through there, but I have known people to put it in jugs and low it down in the well. I've seen that.
And that makes it cold.
Yes,
okay, what about a farm that just has cows for milk and butter? What do they call that?
A dairy.
And what about a place where you store vegetables that you're trying to keep through the winter?
It's a vegetable bin.
Okay, and would that be dug down? Is there any
well, I have a cousin lives in Ohio, and she said they put some dig a hole up under the house and put cabbage greens and turnip greens and store them all through the winter.
Uh-huh. That keeps them from freezing.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
But here,
you don't remember doing it around here?
No, I have known them people that have their houses, you know, fenced in, you know, walled in around the bottom. I have known to put pine straw under there and put white potatoes under there, and they keep like that.
Okay.
But sweet potatoes, they are bedded. You dig a hole and then put pine straw and corn stalks.
Mm-hmm.
Just cover them over with pine top and then put those corn stalks around them, you know, all the way around like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then some more pine straw, and then they cover them with dirt and they stay there all the time.
Is that right? Do they sprout?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Doesn't frostbite either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and all the other animals stay? Is there a word for that?
Well, you would call that a pasture, a grazing pasture.
Okay, well, what about if it's up close around the barn and there's no grass in there? That's if they bring them in for pasture into a little area around the barn.
It's a lot.
Okay, and tell me about the work that you have to do when you're going to raise cotton. What do you have to do to cotton?
Well, you first have to plant it, and then you have to chop it, and then you have to hoe it.
Okay, now what's the difference between chopping and hoeing?
Well, when you're chopping it, you're thinning it out.
Oh.
See, when it's planted, it's just all right long together like that. But when you chop it, you thins it out and spaces it. That's what you mean by thinning it out. Yeah.
Okay, you were talking about the cotton. You said you
Chopping it, you're spacing it out for a grower.
And
then when you go back, you're hoeing it then, well, you're weeding it then.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back then with the plow and throw the dirt to it. They call that siding. And some farmers, you know, they go back and spray it, you know, for boll weevil.
Yes. Do they have to do that all the time now?
Well, some farmers doesn't.
But
most of them does do it now since the insects have gotten so bad.
Sure.
And after they spray it, then the web back there, they used to pick up, you know, the bowls, the blossoms, because sometimes old boll weevil would be in that. But after then, you see, they lay it by and they don't go back until time to pick it then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that several months?
Yes, ma'am. I start picking cotton about August.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bowls doesn't bust until real, real hot weather.
And they don't pick them until they burst open.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. And what about the different size of areas you plant? Like